Who are you? What are you? You know, what are you? Just so much, and you just make people feel choshev again. Just giving back their uniqueness, giving back their specialness. It's so important to say that. The other thing, I don't want to take, because I really haven't worked in 3 years, and I don't think it's 100% there, so I want to share with you one. I don't exactly know where we got to, but I'm going to go from the last line on Pei Dalet. Paragraph a little bit about that. Kasher kol adam yavin emes noirizu. Now everybody will understand the awesomeness of this truth. Kani kiviyachol, because I am, so to speak, b'nai yechidu eshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I am Hashem's only child. V'gam kaloso eshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just his only child, I'm his bride. Hugam yavin sheesh lo tafkid miyuchad bo'elam. This is where it starts coming down. I have a unique purpose in this world. Tafkid she'isa lo yuchol lebatze shum nivrache. It's a tafkid that nobody else can express, nobody else can do in the whole world. Only I can do this. If I won't do it, it's never going to get done. You have to understand that, and you have to get that into your kishkas. Now, you have to stop and think for 30 seconds that there's something in this world that you have to do that no one else will do, and if you don't do it, it's never going to get done, and the Sefer Torah is going to be chosa. It'll be chosa, because no one else can do it. That means, if the whole world would end, if I would be the only person alive, yeah, Hashem would keep the whole world going just for me. All the stars and the constellations and the Amazon basin and the plankton out there in the Antarctic and the whole Malechet that we see, that we can't even begin to fathom, the billions and billions of stars and everything, Hashem would keep the whole Malechet going just for me. Because I have something to do that no one else can do. Therefore, even if I'm the only one left alive, he's still going to have to put the whole system and keep it going. Weighty. Ala Adam Rachshe, the person has to consider, Yeshli Nakuda the Tafkid should be Shvilom Nivrosi. There's a point and a purpose that for that I was created. Ubo ani yochid ba'olami, and I am the only person in that world. No one else can do this. That's Mesedes Yeshari. A person has to know my chavosoi ba'olamoi, what is his obligation in his world. Not what the other guy's job is, what's his obligation, but what about? It's my job. I was mugged it once beautifully with the maaser of Reb Shimshon Pinkus, who was giving a shiur to the woman about tzniyus. I might have mentioned it here once before, 5 times before. Anyway, if I'll say it again, maybe you'll understand it once again. The nakuda he was saying was that there are a lot of girls who don't. Moichalach, whatever the mechila is for. There are a lot of girls who work in places that are not similar. That yes, the girls have to work to support the husbands in learning. That's a system. That's the way it is. It's bidiyev, but whatever.
A chapter like that in Hashtados.
It's what?
In this sefer, there's a chapter like that in Hashtados.
He'll discuss it. Fun. I want to tell you what happened with Reb Pinkus.
Okay.
So happened with Reb Pinkus.
Sorry.
So he was giving the shiur in America to this group of us, Yaakov girls, mothers, and whatever. And he said, you've got to find work for your daughters that are similar. So they said to him, like what? Like, give us an example. He said, like a teacher. So the one woman turned around and said, but there's not enough teaching jobs for all the girls. So he said, my daughter's not all the girls. I don't have a chiv to find a job for all the girls. I have a chiv to make sure my daughter gets the job. What about all the girls? I don't know about all the girls. My daughter's not all the girls. First, find out what your job is. My chavosu ba'olamoi. What's your obligation in your world? Your obligation in your world is to make sure that you do what you're supposed to do. Yeah? What about all the girls? Who made all the girls? My chavosu ba'olamoi. That's not my olam. You become Robertson Schneer, or you become Rav Lieberman. You're the head of the Beis Yaakov movement, or whatever. Then it is your job. That's your chavosu ba'olamoi, is to find jobs for the girls. But before you take on that job, find out what your job is first. What's my job? My job is to find a girl for my daughter. That's this nakuda. You have a unique nakuda zi yichida yichud kaviyachol. She actually yichida in a kosh bochu. That's what you're in a kosh bochu in the world alone. There are 1,000 other girls looking for this job. There's 1,000 girls applied for this job. It's my business. There aren't 1,000 girls in the world. There's me and Hashem. I'm in machede yichud with Hashem. That's it. That's the whole world. That's the secret of Einod Milvadoi. It's the Nefesh HaChaim as a whole. There's a whole thing on that Nekud of Ein Oid Milvada. There is nothing other than Hashem in the world with me. There's me and Hashem, that's it. That's this Nekuda. When you understand that you have a unique purpose in the world, a unique job, what are you looking over your shoulder for? What are you looking at everybody else for?
It's sort of like goes contrary to that way as hidden we're supposed to think, because we're other aware,
etc. That might be part of what's your chavasa b'olama. I never said not. You're still chayim hilchus stocker and hilchus chesed and hilchus. We're not saying not, but that's because of what? What's my unique position as well? As me, as a yid in this world, my unique position is yes to be concerned about the other person.
Right.
Avada, not saying not. But take away all the other people and pretend you're the last person left in the world. There are no other people left in the world. You still have a chavosah b'olama, you still have your life. Saying it's stages. I can't cold-bloodedly go and wipe out all the other girls that are applying for the job that my daughter wants to get marked, make sure my daughter gets the job. You know, bribe them and hell it and do it. No, it has to be done on pidos v'din. But in the way we live our lives, what blocks us and what gets in our way is, yeah, but I'm not all there, but you can't find jobs for all the, and we use the all the a lot. All the. It's a big excuse for not getting anything done. Forget about the all the, that's Hashem's job. You first do what you have to do. You're right, there's a place, when I was in South Africa now, Rebecca spoke, there's a place where you get stuck. Let me see if I can remember what he said. A person has a belief, a person has a chiyuv to know there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Yeah? Person also has a chiyuv to give tzedakah compassionately. When a beggar comes to your door, it's not enough to just give him tzedakah. You actually have to, at a certain level, be empathetic with him. Right? You see that it's impossible to do both those mitzvahs at the same time. If there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and I have totally munah, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that ain't nobody and everything's going for the best, etc., etc. So what's the problem with this beggar? He's exactly where he needs to be. The fact that he doesn't have food is the best thing that could ever have happened to him, because that's a total effect of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Yeah? So if I'm gonna give this guy empathy and I'm gonna care for him and I do his stock and I'm gonna really feel sorry for him, etc., etc., whatever the emotion I'm supposed to have with him, then I'm not gonna be keeping the mitzvah of knowing there's Hashem properly. And if I don't do that, then I'm not gonna do the mitzvah of doing tzedakah properly. You see, you get stuck here? You don't feel you're getting stuck? You don't feel, okay. Again, if there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have an imam in bed, Meshlemish, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Boyer, Manig, Vahu, Oyser, Yasir, with Kolad Vorim. So why is this guy standing in front of you poor now with no food? Because it's what Hashem wants, it's the best thing in the world for this guy. It's 100%, you should have make him, mamish, make a yontif for him that he doesn't have food. You should mamish, tell the guy, what are you coming to me for food for? There's a Boyer, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I believe there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who I'm supposed to, then everything's unfolding the way it should. And his state of poverty is the best thing that could have ever happened to him.
Hold on, I'm in the kasha.
That's already part of the terror. It's good. I'm in the kasha first. Right? That's what it means. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It means a Kadosh Baruch Hu means that everything is the way it's supposed to be. A Kadosh Baruch Hu made him poor, so then that's great for him. What's the problem? So he comes knocking on your door, and he tells you he hasn't eaten for 3 days. You tell him, force yourself. Sorry, I've got the kasha. Somebody's awake here. No? God knocks and says, please, can you just, I haven't had food for 3 days, I haven't eaten for 3 days. You tell him, you force yourself, what's the problem? Eat, what's your problem? There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, you poor, you haven't got money? Baruch Hashem, wonderful, thank you for letting me know that. That's great, you see, psh. And one day, 120 years time, you'll see how grateful you are that you were poor and I never got involved in and gave you any food. No, I'm stretching it a bit. Yeah. On the other hand, the guy comes to the door and he hasn't got money, and he's poor. Right? So you feel terribly bad for him, and the guy, mama, should bring him in, and you feel his pain, and you give him food to eat or whatever. Well, what happened to Kadosh Baruch Hu? What happened to the emunah that everything that's happening is for the best, and that this guy's situation of not having food is the best thing that could have happened to him? So what are you feeling all bad for him for? Okay, think about it. You should get stuck. Is there one person out there that's stuck? Yeah, fiat. Okay, so yeah, think about it a little bit. You might already have been to the terrace, and that's why you don't understand the cash. Yeah. Okay, what's the terrace? So it says that's part of what it means to be a Jew and believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's having empathy and feeling another person's pain. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He wants us to know that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu and that everything is yes for the good of the same time. He wants us to have compassion for another person's suffering. That's poshut, right?
It's like in a situation like that, you can't expect the person. In a situation like that, you could say to the person, well, listen, you know, if I give you anything, then you're not upholding Son of Matanas Yechia. At the same time, it's a mile in the fact that
What are you coming to do? You're asking a question, you're making a statement. What are you coming to do?
I'm trying to...
I'm just trying to get into position to deal with what you're saying.
Is it
a question? What is not clear that needs a hezbo?
No, it's just like, no, it doesn't. From what I'm seeing is that in the same way that you have to have compassion on the person, the same way the question would be phrased, or I see it, is that if you want that person to, if you're looking at that person and saying, well, he's a beggar, I shouldn't give him anything, because then he's not upholding Sonam Atanas Yehya. At the same time, he should hate gifts. If I give him anything, then he's not.
But I'm getting stuck there. I realize that's ridiculous. I have a chiv to give. His problem, it's his problem.
Same thing.
But I don't get stuck there. But that's his emunah. I'm talking about me.
Exactly.
His emunah. Example.
How did the question start? Because then you're saying that his.
No, my question is I'm stuck with two conflicting emotions in the same Isa. I'm getting stuck in the same place. But they're talking about me and him. That's a different subject.
But
what's bothering you?
I don't see how I see HaKadosh Baruch in the world because of his place, because where he is. I can see where I am. That it's wonderful for me, the place that I am, and Hashem's given me everything I want, and so therefore I'm here right now. No. But why is it that his situation is a beggar?
So you're not feeling stuck?
I just don't understand how him being a beggar is Megala HaKadosh Baruch in the world.
Hold on. You got another kasha. Fine. That's not a subject.
But then I don't see how I'm stuck.
Because you have two chiyuvim. And when you try and do this Maaseh Tzedakah, mm-hmm. one of those chiyuvim is going to fall by the wayside. It's got nothing to do with being Megala Hashem in the world. With a beggar standing in front of me, I know there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu on there.
How does that? How do I know? There's a beggar standing in front of me, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Because you're knocking on the door and he's... No! It's not the beggar standing in front of me that knows there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I know there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
How do I know from this? How I see this and I sing, I know.
Long before the guy knocks on the door, you know there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu and everything he does is for the best.
Now there's a knock on the door. So, because we're just doing mitzvah, no?
You're not listening. You're not getting it.
I guess not.
No. So listen again. Try again. I know that I have a chiyuv to know there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. That's one chiyuv. Totally independent. It's got nothing to do with the beggar. Now a beggar comes along and he hasn't got food. It's a terrible situation. I have a chiyuv not just to give him food, but to feel his situation, to do it with compassion. Okay? Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to do that, then I'm denying a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Because
how can you have compassion for somebody who's in the best matzav he could ever be in? The guy's in the best situation he could ever be.
But we said we just said before that the situation that I see, I have the chiyuv on me to know that everything is because of the world that I'm living in, because of the fact that I know Hashem is making everything.
No, because I know you have two chiyuv, the Torah obligates you to do things.
That's what you're saying, no.
It's not true, but I just want to get it back to chiyuv. It's nothing to do with the maisa. I have a chiyuv to know there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, and at the same time I have a chiyuv to give tzedakah with compassion.
And the steerer.
And that's a steerer.
Because
if I'm doing compassion, it means there's something wrong with his situation that I have to feel sorry for him. But there can't be, for Kodesh Baruch Hu's running everything, and everything's the way it should be.
But we can only say there was a steerer in me, in my.
I don't care. Yeah. That's what I said. You're supposed to get stuck.
Okay.
Do I get stuck here? How do I deal with the situation? Mm-hmm. If I'm going to have all the compassion I need to have for this Ani, that's going to be a denial of my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that everything's perfect.
Because Hashem is...
And if... Listen, mm-hmm. Think 30 seconds. Just let it sink in. And if... I'm not going to have compassion for this guy, and I'm going to say to him, well, you're not the beggar. Then I'm not going to be submitting compassion for a beggar. So I get stuck. The answer is like we said, but part of the mitzvah of knowing there's Hashem is having compassion for other Jews. Fine, that's a problem. But you're supposed to get stuck there. You're supposed to feel stuck. If you don't feel stuck, then there's something wrong. If you don't feel stuck, it's either because you don't know what it means to know there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or you don't know what it means to have compassion for a beggar. But if you're going to know there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, how do you have compassion for a beggar? If there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Sipper, then this guy standing in front of you doesn't have food. It's the best thing. You should make a party for him. You should make him watch you eating in celebration, because he, of course, Baruch Hu writes for him not to have money. So what am I feeling bad for him for? For the teretz is bashut.
Are you looking for a teretz now? No, I'm trying to say that you're the way you're feeling compassion for him, the best situation that he could be in. But I can't put him in a situation he's supposed to have. My situation.
I didn't put in that situation.
But I'm supposed to say that he's supposed to be holding that this is the best situation for him.
How does that take me out of Mark? Ezra, are you going to shine?
Yes.
Okay, there's nothing to be said. No, I've been saying it's going to shine, so.